Actor Chadwick Boseman, best known as King T'Challa in the blockbuster Marvel film Black Panther, died on Friday after a four-year battle with stage 4 colon cancer. And his death is calling attention to a startling statistic. According to the American Cancer Society, Black people have the highest rates of colon cancer of any racial group in the United States. And it's the third leading cause of cancer-related death for both men and women of all races. Dr. Italo Brown is part of an initiative called Barbers Without Borders, where doctors go into Black barbershops and teach customers about the importance of colonoscopies. And he joins us now. Italo, welcome.
Thank you for having me this afternoon.
So Chadwick was 43 years old when he died, 2 years younger than the American Cancer Society's recommended age to start screening. Is this a wake-up call?
Absolutely. In the Black community, we've been aware of the way that colorectal cancer has decimated our numbers, as well as the fact that it is a very seasoned assassin of Black men. We don't do an effective job at screening, and most people find out when they are in an advanced stage because of the insidious nature of the disease.
Black men, as you said, are more likely to get colon cancer and die from it compared to men of other races once they start screening. But the recommendation went from 50 to age 45, and we're seeing that men are being diagnosed younger and younger. What's your advice when you're talking to younger Black men about this?
The first thing that we try to do is to significantly reduce the stigma around the screening for colorectal cancer. Black communities already have significant mistrust with physicians, and so the messenger matters. So when we tell customers at barbershops to be aware of rectal bleeding, to look for pencil-thin stools, to be aware of weight loss that is unintentional or abdominal pain that doesn't seem to subside, and the fact that there may not be full understanding of other factors that play into risk, for example, familial disease of the colon or of colorectal origin. We share that information in a safe space, so it's a lot more easy to be digested.
Mm. Ryan Coogler, the director of Black Panther, wrote a really touching tribute over the weekend and revealed that he didn't even know about this illness. And in that tribute, Coogler writes, "It is with a heavy heart and a sense of deep gratitude to have ever been in his presence that I have to reckon with the fact that Chadwick is an ancestor now." What kind of impact did Chadwick leave on you? How will you remember him?
Well, I learned a lot through the way that he portrayed these characters. But more importantly, I saw a tweet that said something like, "We thought that Chadwick was playing a superhero when he was a superhero the whole time. A person who pushed his body, his sinew through so much pain so that others could be inspired." That in itself is a blessing. And I think that we have a lot to learn about how you can live your life to the fullest, particularly in times like now. Realizing that a person can endure so much and still find a silver lining, that is huge to me.
Hmm. Dr. Italo Brown is part of the initiative Barbers Without Borders and an assistant professor of emergency medicine at Stanford University. Dr. Brown, thank you so much for your work.
No, thank you.